from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
To continue the process of grieving a first week ass kicking, we're going to go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and welcome on of CBS Sports, CBS Sports HQ, NFL analyst Bryant McFadden joins us now. Bryant, welcome to the show.
What's happening, guys? How y'all doing?
So it was a bad loss. One, thank you for the thank you for joining us. We're doing well. Hope you're doing well. Sorry, I forgot the niceties here, but I am almost 2 full days post a first week, a week one booty kicking by the Cowboys, and I'm just kind of getting over it. What's the longest it took you to get over an individual loss in your NFL career?
Man, almost a full week. You know, if we had a horrible loss Sunday, it almost takes that upcoming Sunday for you to really get over it. And the best way to get over it is by winning, and winning in a dominating way. So I'll say almost a full week, and clearly you guys haven't gotten over the loss from this past Sunday against the Cowboys, and rightfully so. That was one of the bigger shockers, I think, in week one in the NFL. The way it wasn't just about losing, just the way the Browns lost was surprising to see.
What aspect of the loss, Bryant, was most troubling to you?
Oh, great question. I think the role reversal for the defenses. Dallas defense looked like what I thought Cleveland defense was going to look like. And with the Cowboys with starting 2 rookies on the offensive line, I really felt like the defensive line from the Browns would have their way in moments in that ball game. But it looked like that the Cowboys front was more of the dominating unit on the football field. They sacked Deshaun 6 times. They harassed him probably a whole another 6 times. So just how they just took over the ball game, that was one of the more alarming things that I saw.
So it's been interesting to hear people talk about the Browns' offense. Did you view the offensive line as the bigger concern in Deshaun's performance or anything that had to do on Deshaun's side?
I'll say this, the offensive line more so than anything, because you guys couldn't run the football. That's an issue. And you couldn't protect for the quarterback. That's another issue as well. And I'm not surprised, because there are a lot of teams offensively. If you look at week one in the NFL, we didn't really see the efficiency on the offensive side that we have grown accustomed to seeing. We didn't see the gaudy numbers, the stats, and the gaudy points. And I think a lot of that had to do with a lot of guys not getting on the grass together in preseason. You know, and I understand when you talk about joint practices and those are significant reps. Yes, but they're not the same reps as preseason games. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it takes some time for some offenses to establish that rhythm and chemistry. And clearly the rhythm and chemistry was not there for the Browns offense. And they didn't make it any better when your offensive line was struggling. So if you want to get the best out of your quarterback, you have to have sound protection. You have to have continuity on the offensive line for the quarterback to work within. Now, you don't take that doesn't still take any pressure off your quarterback because at the end of the day, he's still got to deliver. But if he's not protected the right way, good luck in seeing any production come from the quarterback.
Brian, where did you come out on the whole Deshaun Watson conversation? What kind of quarterback do you think he can be moving forward?
I say at best a serviceable quarterback. I think the years of Deshaun being a high-level quarterback, a top five, a top six quarterback in the National Football League, I think those years are long gone. And if that's the case, you still can be a serviceable quarterback. And what I mean when I say serviceable, a guy that can still keep you in position to win ball games, a guy that can make timely plays, and a guy that is an asset to what you do more than a liability. But if you're the Cleveland Browns and if you're a fan of the Browns, you don't want just a serviceable quarterback. I mean, heck, you guys had serviceable quarterback play last year and you got to the playoffs, and those guys were not receiving the type of paychecks that Deshaun Watson is receiving. There lies the problem. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. So whom much is given, much is expected. The expectations are far higher than the quarterbacks from a year ago because of the paycheck that he's receiving. And that's why I think some Browns fans feel some type of way deserving so, because you didn't pay for just a serviceable quarterback. Mm-hmm. You pay for a high-level quarterback, and up until this point in 13 ball games in a Browns uniform, you haven't seen that from Deshaun.
As somebody who spent so much time in the NFL and in NFL locker rooms, Brian, how do you feel like that dynamic, what you just said, like Deshaun making so much money, Deshaun being a captain, Deshaun being the face of the franchise, and then playing the way that he has in the majority of these 13 games with the Browns, how does that play in the locker room?
It can really affect the locker room in a negative way. And the reason why I say that is because everything you guys do in 2024 with the Browns, right? Everything that this 2024 Browns team do, it would be compared to 2023. Because that's what we do in sports. We always compare success more so than anything. A year ago was a successful year, if you ask me. I felt like the Browns exceeded expectations, and they were able to do so with the who's of who playing quarterback. And it didn't matter. You still had a successful year. The postseason wasn't an extensive run, but you got into the postseason. Now, whatever you do will be compared to what happened a year ago. So if the guys in the locker room, and there's no if, this is a definite, things that didn't work well week one, it can kind of go in your mind like, hey, we were better offensively without such and such. Or we were better offensively and we had such and such. Because think about this, guys. You lost Nick Chubb in September of last year or early October, if I'm not mistaken, right? And you didn't miss a beat. When you lost your quarterback, you didn't miss a beat. Yeah, Chubb is still no longer there. But the pieces that replaced Chubb, they're still there in Jerome Ford, and you added you got Foreman as well. So the only difference from with this offense is the quarterbacks you had compared to Deshaun being in the lineup. So when it comes to the continuity in the locker room, it's imperative for this staff and the leaders to keep this locker room together because of what has not happened yet. This is a playoff-caliber team, and you didn't look like a playoff-caliber team. It was only 1 week, right? You still got opportunity to correct your wrongs. But if this thing doesn't get corrected sooner than later, you got to find a way to keep the locker room together, knowing that the expectations hasn't been reached yet.
Brian McFadden, CBS Sports, CBS Sports HQ analyst on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So part of the thing with Deshaun is a lack of confidence. At least outwardly, that's, you know, it's comfort and it's confidence. So is there something the Browns can do in the next coming weeks here that can help Deshaun get in a place where he is more comfortable, where he is more confident?
And now, that's an issue if that's the case. He's been in the league far too long. He's made too many plays to have an issue with confidence, right? That's an issue. If that is a reality, that needs to be rectified immediately. That's number one. Number two, to help his confidence, if that is an issue, you got to build a solid foundation around him, and it starts with the offensive line, right? If you find a way to get the offensive line rolling, especially the ground and pound attack, then it helps the passing game. And I said this during the season, guys, on CBS. I said the Cleveland Browns, they're that one team in the National Football League where they're not so QB-dependent like most organizations are. And the reason why I say that is because they won without a quarterback, significant quarterback, a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to find a way to get the ground and pound game going. You're at your best when you're running the football. You know, you don't have to, but to my point, you didn't have to throughout 75% of the season last year, and you still ran the ball well. It was a cast of running backs running the ball well, led by Jerome Ford. Get that area going, and that could actually help Deshaun. And, you know, one thing I wanted to ask you guys, how did you feel? I don't know if you saw the clip when it was the offensive lineman on the ground,
mm-hmm.
and I saw Deshaun was reaching to try to help him up, and he waved him off. Did you guys see that clip?
I did see that, yeah.
As a heavy-set person, I understand sometimes you feel like a turtle, and you want to do it yourself so that you know you can.
Okay, I'll take that.
Or maybe the heavy-set offensive lineman didn't feel like Deshaun could lift him.
It's true.
From
didn't
that
want to
position.
Hurt that shoulder. Yeah. Didn't want to hurt that shoulder. There,
maybe
B-Mac.
Maybe possibly.
B-Mac, I promise you, I'm not trying to stir bleep, but I 100% am. We got a quarterback controversy brewing in Pittsburgh?
No, not yet. No, not yet. Listen, we won a game Sunday, and we didn't score an offensive touchdown. How could we have a quarterback controversy when we have yet to score a touchdown in 2024?
So if Justin Fields scores a touchdown this weekend, is there a quarterback controversy brewing in Pittsburgh?
And I think if he scores a touchdown, not Justin per se, but if he leaves the offense to score at least a touchdown and we win, you have a better chance of having a controversy than having a controversy and not scoring one touchdown. Like, we kicked off field goal. Man, Chris Boswell scored like 26 points in fantasy because we had just relied on this leg. Think about how huge that is if your kicker give you 26 points in fantasy.
We're from Cleveland. We're used to that.
Yeah, right.
I know, right? You guys know exactly our struggles. But to your question, nah, there's no quarterback controversy just yet. Justin, he didn't play bad for us, but he didn't really blow you away with his play either. You know, he did just enough for us to be able to win that ball game, which is important. But when you watch the game, you're like, oh, shoot. You know, you kind of felt like we were seeing some of that Steeler deficiency from a year ago off on the offensive side. But he protected the ball. That's a plus. And he made little timely plays here or there. And most importantly, we won. But if you're asking me, did his performance warrant a quarterback controversy? I'll say no.
Just generally speaking, when it comes to week one, whether it's good or bad, positive or negative, how much do you change your perception of a team based on what you see in the first week of an NFL season?
I wouldn't say I change my perception of teams instantly based on a week of play.
Mm-hmm.
But
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, There's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But my eyebrows might raise up a little bit. Like, okay, all right, will some of these things still surface again? Like, prime example, your home team there, Cleveland, right? Mm-hmm. You couldn't protect your quarterback week one. If you can't protect them in week two, all right, now you got to really start monitoring that. If you can't run the football again, now is this going to be a common theme with this team this season, and how do we correct it? So week one, you don't want to overreact to certain things. And also, too, after week one, you don't want to overlook some things as well. It's more about monitoring and seeing, you know, what happens. You know, and that's why I think week two for a lot of teams, week two is extremely important for a lot of teams. You know, a team like Cincinnati, who's within our division, the AFC North, I'm not overreacting to them losing to New England, even though that loss hurt a lot of people's parlays, including mine, because I just needed Cincinnati to win money line, and how you don't win money line against a rebuild New England Patriot team, that disturbed me. Still to this day, I'm confused. But that's what Cincinnati does. Every year, they struggle in week one, and they struggle in week two. That's a common theme. So I'm not really overreacting to what I saw at Cincinnati, because that's what they've done since Joe Burrow has been there. I'm not really overreacting what I saw with Cleveland. But week two, you want to see something different. You don't want to start off 0-2, especially, you know, losing games that you should be able to win or be competitive in, because that can hurt your chances when it comes to December football and trying to get into season.
Well, fortunately, the Bengals have the Chiefs this week, so good luck with that. B-Mac, great stuff, man. Appreciate you. And I would say good luck to the Steelers, but nah, hell with that. But good luck to you personally.
As you better not say good luck to the Steelers, because I wouldn't say good luck to the Browns.
There you
go. Actually, they'll beat the Browns this week.
Good, man. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
B-Mac, Brian McFadden on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The what if this is confidence-based with Deshaun Watson. And I do think, like, hey, you're having trouble with touch on long-term passes. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see where we are with our shoulder. Make sure it's structurally sound. Accentuate the short passing game. Like, you can mitigate that.
Yeah.
Hey, you're not moving as fast as you did 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Ways to mitigate that. Confidence, the mental health side of things, is the ultimate. One, it's the ultimate how do you fix that? And also, it's the thing that in sports in general and in, I don't know, American culture, we're literally the worst at addressing, other than the physical things that a quarterback might be going through.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is a variable when it comes to Deshaun that is very, very hard for some people to understand. And I think it's hard to know exactly where he is.
Yeah.
Because he has been through a lot. It's self-inflicted, but he has been through a lot. And I've said this a lot. Both on social media and on this radio station, Nick. So before I became the full-time Cavs beat reporter for Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer, I did a bunch of different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I did was NFL draft coverage for our site. And I went to the combine, and I remember being at the scouting combine the year that Deshaun was there. This was a number of years ago. And he was larger than life, and everybody wanted to be around him. He had this magnetic personality. He was beloved by people from where he played in high school. He was beloved by the Clemson fan base because he was a hero to all of those fan bases because of the things that he accomplished on the field and because of the way that he carried himself off the field, too. In Houston, it was the same thing with the Houston Texans. You know, there were all these videos about the things that he was doing for the lunch ladies during some of the hurricanes and paying for people to get meals and stuff like that, and doing these autograph signings and the lines that were out the door to see him and meet with him and interact with him. And that's who he was. That's who he always was. And then he went through the stuff that he went through off the field. And I remember seeing him this past year, Nick. I was in Los Angeles. It was before a Cavs-Lakers game. And he was sitting courtside. And he was with somebody, but he was sitting courtside. And he was just, he wanted to be to himself.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want anybody around him. He had his tight inner circle, and that's it. And that was like 7-8 years after the first interaction that I had with him, the first time that I saw him in a public environment and stuff like that. And I just said, oh my God, this was a dude who was once larger than life. This was a dude who was once like a hero, a sports hero to a lot of people. And now here he is. It's Los Angeles. It's crypto.com. It's before a Lakers game. And he was just there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It was just like a different kind of thing. And I just don't know how somebody who has been a sports hero and beloved his entire life because of the things that he accomplished and the things that he earned, I don't know how he handles this shift that he's had personally.
I think we can guess, given some of the responses he's had in camp.
Feels like it, right?
And, you know, I also think that this goes into the conversation about, are you surrounding yourself with the right people? I also think, man, like, you know, I asked BMAC, part of this came into, mm-hmm. you know, that question was to the, that answer was to the question, is there something the Browns can do to help Deshaun with the confidence?
Yeah.
And the truth is, confidence, I do think, can be helped by having a good series of games. You mm-hmm. know, like you're 3 games away from breaking out of this. But I think to what you just said there, like, it is totally normal that everything Deshaun went through, whether he caused it to himself or not, however you view that, it's totally normal you would come out of that a different person.
Yeah.
But what you have to learn is a human being. If the lesson that you learn is, I'm going to change who I am entirely,
mm-hmm.
and I no longer want to be around people, and I'm going to change the fundamental things that made me a success.
Yeah.
You're probably not making the right choices.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking in a generality because I'm not close to Deshaun. I don't think anybody in town that I know of is close to Deshaun.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's kind of part of it. Like, if you, I think we get, there's this thing that happens when anybody goes through a time where they feel judged.
Yeah.
Which is, you immediately want to tell everybody, that's not who I am.
Yeah, I'm different.
And that's not how you do it.
Right.
How you do it is by not talking and showing with your actions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that, like, for Deshaun, as somebody who roots for everyone to be better,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, especially you're in my age, you're either getting healthier or you're getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just talking about physical health. I'm talking about more mental health. You're either dealing with whatever built up over time, childhood stuff, you know, mistakes you've made. You're either dealing with it or it's actively making you sicker.
Yeah.
So this idea that the response to everything is, it's a very human I understand it.
Yeah.
But somebody has to get to him and say, you got to find that old Deshaun Watson, the
right.
good of Deshaun Watson, minus whatever might have gotten you into the bad of Deshaun Watson. And that's there's one dude that can do it. It's Deshaun.
Yeah.
It's the thing that hurts is, like, to see somebody struggle like that. It does. Whether you like Deshaun or not, you can always find empathy with anybody on the planet. And to see somebody struggle with that, that is the part of it that I think is toughest, not as a fan of Deshaun, but as a fan of people,
mm-hmm.
to watch him continue. I don't want to say wallow, because, again, I don't know. We're only
right.
seeing what he lets us see. But I think you're spot on with where you're at with this.
I also think it's fair to say that not everybody is built for that.
Yeah.
And I think within that, I think it's fair to wonder if he is built for that. To me, it doesn't feel like he's built for that.
I don't think that is a wrong way to feel to this point until you see something different from Deshaun
uh-huh.
that makes you, like, there were a couple moments in camps, and certainly last year, where it felt like you started to see the real Deshaun. And then for some reason, it never broke through.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.